The legislation pulling the state out of the federal refugee resettlement program targets Syrian refugees, but most of the refugees into Florida are from Cuba and Haiti. Mark Schlackman with the Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights says the state could lose much of the $250 million in federal funding it currently gets for refugee services.
It would basically be the equivalent of painting a target on those funds where virtually every other congressional delegation around the country could revisit and try to reallocate those fundings for their own needs.
Congress extended refugee benefits to people from Cuba and Haiti in 1980. Legislation removing the state from the program appears stalled. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.